Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Checking in on the beef checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know that you've been working on ways to connect consumers with a local beef experience. Tell us more.
Absolutely. The Oklahoma Beef Council has a new resource on its homepage for local beef. For those consumers looking for a local connection to a beef producer, there's many ways to buy local. You can look at labels at the grocery store, visit a farmer's market, or buy direct from a farm or ranch. To make this easier, our local beef page features a link to the Made in Oklahoma directory. We also have a guide that walks consumers through what to expect when they purchase beef through a locker plant. In other words, how much beef will they receive? We also developed a questionnaire to help a consumer walk through the purchasing process. So, for instance, what kind of steaks do you want and how thick do you want them? From OSU, we have a freezer guide for beef purchasing. And we also have beef cut charts and cookery information.
Thanks, Heather. To learn more about local beef, go to oklabeef.org, look for the resources column, and select local beef. That's oklabeef.org.
Well, livestock markets finished higher here today. We were up about 257 in the April feeders at 146.45. The May's up 255, 151.77. August 215 higher at 160.15. The August did go make new contract highs, breaking the highs just a few trading days ago. The new high in the August feeder cattle was 160.95. So I figure there's resting orders at 161, and the market had resistance right there before it got there. Live cattle were 97 higher at 121 on the April live cattle. After the close today, if you are long, you risk getting delivered on. It's the what they call the first notice day here. So that could have somewhat of an impact. If you go out to June, it was $1.70 higher at 124.25. That 124.25 last trade is also a new contract high here, breaking through Thursday's contract high. And then the hogs were up 62 in April at 102.40. The May's down 27 at 102.55. Box beef was higher again at midday today, made new highs here, up just over $4 on choice. So that continues to rock along. If you go back and look at the last week or so, it's over $10 rally in the box beef. So that could translate into higher live cattle.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
P&K knows these are extraordinary times, but after 40 years, we know how resilient our community can be. The health and safety of our customers and employees are our top priority, but we also know that the grass will still grow, our animals will still need care, and your equipment still needs to run. P&K is meeting the needs of our customers online, from choosing a tractor and securing financing to ordering parts and scheduling service. Visit our website or call one of our stores. P&K Equipment and John Deere have been and will continue to be here for our customers, a promise that will not change.
Today's grain futures were down 6 on the old crop corn. May it was at 553.5, down 6, but December, on the other hand, was up 4.5 at 489. So the old crop, new crop spread in corn is unwinding here. Beans, on the other hand, actually did the opposite. The May beans were 13.5 higher at 14.15.5. November beans up 5.75 at 12.69.5. So the old crop beans higher, different than the corn. And then the Chicago wheat was 4 to 8 cents higher. We had 130,000 metric tons of wheat sold this morning. The Kansas City wheat, on the other hand, was steady to about a penny lower. And then the cotton futures today are going to be about 20 higher on D's at 78.11. And finish this week, we're going to have the monthly USDA report. Just a regular monthly report. I figure we'll talk about it some, but last week's planting intentions report kind of set the tone, I think, at least for the new crop, with the lower amount of acres. Currently, the stock market is on fire today. It's up 383 at 33,420. Crude oil is down about 250 to 280 a barrel. May crude oil is at 58.65. So it's pretty disappointing here. Heating oil is down, and Arbol are down 5 to 6 cents.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.